WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor says recent events have prompted her to be concerned about transracial adoption.
Is love ever enough in a transracial adoption? As much as I'd like to say that it is, realistically, I don't think so. As wonderful as it is to have a Black child adopted by white families when they otherwise would have no families to adopt them, there still remains the important reality that a parent's love will not shield that child from racism that occurs every day in our society. In a transracial family, raising Black children to thrive in a society that judges them, sometimes harshly or in extreme cases fatally, as we saw with Ahmaud Arbery and numerous racial murders that have occurred in our country's history, it is something that Black parents understand because they've been through it. However, for white parents, racism is something that they will never experience. There tends to be this idea that adoptees should be grateful, considering the alternatives. But to deny the truth about how racism will affect the life of a Black child, even though they are raised by a white family, is putting our heads in the sand. Denying it will not make it go away. In fact, denying it is outright dangerous. Being a white parent raising Black children requires a wider awareness to understand that racism is a fixture in the lives of Black people and people of color, and it can sometimes be fatal. Let's consider some of the myths that white parents of Black children encounter. Number one, color doesn't matter. We don't live in a colorblind society, and unfortunately, society will not see your children through a colorblind lens. The truth is that because we live in a society that discriminates because of race, that child of color will most likely experience racism. It's best to prepare your children of color for it while teaching them about their ethnicity and history. And when they do experience racism, respond to it without denial or excuses and love them unconditionally. Or how about another myth? If I talk to my kids about race, I'm just creating an issue. The reality is that we don't live in a post-racial society. I've had several talks with my son since he was 15, and the talk that African-American parents have with their boys as they get older and obtain their driver's licenses is something that white parents should have with their Black children too. Their skin color is not going to change once they walk out the door. The best thing that you can do is prepare your child for what is really out there, and having a sheltered view of the world is not going to help anybody. When thinking about some of the solutions to this problem, I think that it's smart to start early. Start talking to your children of color as early as preschool in simplified language that they can understand. Because the truth is that young children experience racism too. Explain that it's not their fault and that nothing is wrong with them. Talk about the greater history of other persecuted groups of people who have suffered because of their race and ethnicity. Talk about the Jews, talk about the Hispanics, the Mexicans, and Japanese, and how they suffered throughout history. And finally, when they're older, have the talk with your child of color about how to handle being pulled over by the police. Make sure that they know their rights and that they understand how to handle themselves when they are stopped by law enforcement. Is this a cure-all for the racism that exists? No, of course not. But it just might be the thing that allows your child of color to come home alive and unharmed. I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is a professor and the author of The Gladioli, Are Invisible, a memoir.